¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
I just don't feel right about this, but I think a lot of people are doing it. I'm going to just say it out loud because once I do, we can have a discussion about it.
Go ahead.
It's being encouraged to bribe elderly people to get your groceries for you.
We know, obviously, with the elderly hours that have been put in place at different stores here, you know, which, by the way, a great idea. Everybody needed this. You know, it's terrifying, really heartbreaking to watch some of the elderly people in our community try and shop for groceries when everybody around them is in a panic, whether they mean to or not. You're like stampeding past these people. So it's good they put in a lot of these hours, but now they've become the gateway to these items, right?
Right.
They're the ones that are getting chicken in the morning. They're the ones that are getting toilet paper.
Yes.
And the rest of us are trying to figure out how to get in there.
Sienna and Raven. So this all came up because I was saying I was having a very difficult time finding paper towels. Paper towels was like the thing I needed most. So I got a message, a direct message from someone saying, just have somebody elderly get it for you. And I was like, what? Like hire an older person? This seems really, really shady.
I mean, you feel like you're sending your grandmother into doomsday, right?
Right.
If you send them. So hiring somebody might be a better idea, but yeah.
Right. But then I got a second message from a friend of mine saying, just have your mother go. My mom is 61 and she's like, just have her go first thing in the morning, 6 o'clock, and have her get as much as they allow. Cause now you can only get one or two at a time. And I just feel really icky and yucky about it. Like, I know that we're supposed to be doing everything to help the elderly right now and protect them because they're the most vulnerable to the pandemic. But instead, I'm going to need you to get me toilet paper.
Well,
get in the car and go.
This is where the payday comes in. I think, listen, it'll level up. It'll be something different when you get an email from an elderly person that is soliciting their services to you and offering their services at a significant markup. I mean, you've seen this before, and I'll just say it, at Disney, right? So I've heard about this for years. At Disney, they have the Fast Pass. They have those different things. But they also have those that have the inaccessible pass, right? So if
Right.
you've got some sort of handicap or you've got some sort of, you know, challenge or whatever for mobility, they have those people as well. And they get to skip the line that is already for skipping. And these people do offer their services as temporary workers for families on a daily basis. It's a practice that's gone on for a while. It's kind of like a badly held secret. So is it
Yeah.
any different?
No, yeah, because it's wrong. It's wrong when you
well,
have people in wheelchairs at Disney World that you can hire so you can cut the lines. And it's wrong to have elderly people and being like, here's your mask, here's your gloves, go inside and get me some Charmin. It's weird.
Morally, it's all wrong, but if they're the adults making the choice, I mean, this was the argument of these companies down there that organize these things in Florida, is because these workers have signed up for that. They say, wait a minute, this is my payday. So we don't want anybody to go into harm's way, but I know that for a fact, my grandfather-in-law, I can't keep him in right now. Like all these places he never wanted to go before, now that they tell him he shouldn't go, he's going all the time.
Right.
And he's going to the grocery store twice a week. So.
Yeah. It could be his side hustle. You tell him, you want to make some extra cash? You want some extra money for those lottery tickets?
How different is it than Uber Eats, right? This is their answer. This
No.
is the AARP's answer to Uber Eats.
You're not going to convince me otherwise. It's very much different. Also, we're broadcasting from home, which is so weird because I have to watch Raven through a screen have this argument, and he keeps throwing his hands up. Very strange.